Hey, it's Dave. So the question is Tesla stock overvalued or not? That is the question. So in this video, I'm going to go ahead and kind of dive into some pros and cons, some different angles on Tesla's valuation. This Saturday morning, I was kind of chilling out and someone at-tweeted me on this tweet thread by Mike Alfred. Now, I don't know him personally. I've never seen any of his other tweets, but here's what he tweets. He says, Tesla's market cap is $200 billion greater than the next 12 automakers combined. Tesla has 2% market share. I've only been investing my own money for 23 years, but this is one of the most absurd imbalances I've ever seen. So much risk for shareholders at these levels. And yeah, it kind of reminds me of like Apple back in the day. You could have said Apple's market cap is greater than the next 12 handset makers combined, right? But the point is, Apple, you know, sure, they made a phone, but it wasn't really a phone company. They had made a really revolutionary new platform where they could leverage and have amazing margins. And that was the story of Apple. Mike Alfred continues and he says, before I received the 50th reply saying that Tesla is not just an automobile company, if that is the case, why does 100% of gross profit and net income come from this segment, meaning autos? Literally everything else that Tesla does loses money. All right, so if we're going to talk about valuation of Tesla, whether it's too high or not, there's a few things about valuation models that we need to consider. So first off, valuation models are highly sensitive to inputs and assumptions. What you put in vastly changes the outcome of the valuation model that you have. So yeah, how fast a company is growing revenue matters tremendously. What are their operating margins? Are their margins going up or not? Also, what type of multiples are investors in the market giving off of operating profit or EBITDA or net profit, right? All of this stuff is super important. When we look at Tesla and valuing Tesla, if Tesla's operating margins actually are trending toward the rest of the industry, let's say 5 to 10% operating margins, then yeah, that would be a big red flag. And it could show that Tesla is very extremely overvalued. Also, if Tesla's growth plateaus, right, and we don't see them growing 50% year over year, maybe they're growing 5 or 10%, that's also another big red flag. Also, the market and investors can sour on Tesla or even growth companies at large and give a lower multiple, right, for valuation on a company like Tesla. If you look at Toyota, Toyota has an operating margin of about 10%. So here's the last 12 years or so from 2010 or so. And here's a 10% operating margin that Toyota has been operating at. And also, if you look at Toyota's revenue, their growth, actually Toyota's revenue was $250 billion back, right, about 10 years ago. And it's right about the same level right now, right? Slightly higher, but their growth pretty much is non-existent. Now, Toyota's P over E ratio, their price to earnings ratio, is 10. And it's because their growth is nil. They're just aren't growing as a company, and they have no competitive advantage in the inevitable transition to electric vehicles or even autonomous vehicles. So what if Tesla had a goal to sell 10 million vehicles a year, just like Toyota, let's say in 2030 or so? And what if Tesla's goal also was to have an operating margin of 10%, just like Toyota, let's say in 2030? And let's say Tesla had no clear advantage with autonomous driving. So yeah, in that case, I think there would be huge red flags with Tesla's valuation. Versus if you look at Tesla right now, they have a goal of 20 million vehicles by the year of 2030. Their operating margins are already closing in at about 20%. Also, they have potential operating margins of probably 30% or higher, including, let's say, full self-driving as it matures, and people opt for that option more. And further, Tesla has a clear advantage in the autonomous driving and the new robotaxi market. These are multi-trillion dollar markets, right, that aren't accessible to those that don't have that type of competitive advantage. All right, so let's look at Tesla and Toyota a bit more. Tesla has the growth, right? They're growing 50% or more per year, and that's the guidance that Tesla has given for years going forward. Tesla has growing operating margins, and their operating margins are becoming like basically a tech company. Tesla has leadership position in one of the most disruptive markets ever, and that's autonomous transport. So to value Tesla as a typical auto company with basically no growth, poor operating margins, and poor tech, it basically ignores everything, right, that Tesla has done and everything that Tesla is as a company. So if you're asking, or if someone's asking, hey, they're all car companies, right? Tesla versus the rest. So what's the difference, right? What's the big deal about Tesla? I think if you're having that type of attitude, then you probably won't understand why Tesla is valued as it is, because you're not really recognizing the competitive advantages that Tesla brings to the table. All right, so I was looking at Tesla's impact report they released a few days ago. I noticed this one line or this one paragraph from the report. By 2030, we're aiming to sell 20 million electric vehicles per year compared to 940,000 in 2021 and deploy 1,500 gigawatt hours of energy storage per year compared to 4 gigawatt hours in 2021. Now, Tesla has said this before in their annual reports, I think also in their quarterly reports. So this isn't something new, but just something I want to kind of highlight and actually talk about a bit more in understanding Tesla's valuation. So let's look at Tesla Energy first. This isn't talked about that much, but let's say if Tesla can reach their goal of 1,500 gigawatt hours of energy storage in 2030, Tesla will need to grow at least at a 50 to 100% growth rate year over year. So if you look at this, I'm assuming in this first kind of table here that Tesla is growing at an assumed growth rate of 50% per year. Right now, they're deploying about 4 gigawatt hours of energy storage. So they go up to 4 from 4 to 6 to 9 to 14, 20, et cetera. It goes up all the way to 154 gigawatt hours deployed, but this is far short of the 1,500 gigawatt hours that they're guiding for. So Tesla needs to far exceed this 50% growth number. So scenario two, if we assume a growth rate of 100%, let's say straight through, right, to 2030, and if it goes from 4 to 8 to 16, 32, et cetera, it goes up and it ends up at 2,048 gigawatt hours. That's actually pretty close to the 1,500 gigawatt hours. So we know that Tesla has to kind of pretty much reach closer to this 100% growth rate to really achieve their guidance for Tesla Energy. So let's look at Tesla Energy's 2030 valuation kind of scenario or estimate if they actually deploy, right, 1,500 gigawatt hours. Now, this is an assumption that you could change based on your own kind of estimates here. But let's say the average revenue per kilowatt hour is about $100. Okay, so let's say their cost is far lower than that, but let's say, right, they sell it to the end customer, consumer, but also commercial for $100 per kilowatt hour. Their operating margin hypothetically is 20%. Again, you could play with these numbers, and their operating profit per kilowatt hour would be $20. So the total kilowatt hours is basically 1.5 million, right? That's 1,500 gigawatt hours. The total operating profit would be $30 billion. So we now need to come up with a multiple, right, to give off of that. Now, there's many ways you can do this. You could say, A, conservatively 20 to 30, right, multiple. But I think this is Tesla Energy, meaning its energy is a huge multi-trillion dollar market. If Tesla's growing like this in 2030, they're going to probably continue to grow extremely fast for the next decade after that. So I think investors will give a high multiple off of their operating profit. So that's why I put 50 here. Again, you could use your own estimates, your own numbers here. The valuation would be $1.5 trillion just for Tesla Energy here. All right, so there's a lot of assumptions and risks here. So 1,500 gigawatt hours deployed in 2030, right? A very aggressive goal by Tesla. There could be many scenarios where they fall short of this. $100 revenue per kilowatt hour. Again, this could be lower or higher depending on your estimates. 20% operating margin. Again, you know, this could be different. And the operating profit multiple of 50, right? Again, you can use your own numbers to come up with your own estimates here. For Tesla to reach, right, their 1,500 gigawatt hour energy storage in 2030, they're really going to need to boost their growth rate. So if we look at 2017, 18, 19, 2020, and 21 growth rate, it's basically, they started out pretty good 2018, but it's pretty much been, you know, around 50%, you know, for the past 3 years or so, plus or minus. So Tesla really has to boost this growth rate going forward. All right, the second thing about the impact report, that kind of paragraph, it said that by 2030, we're aiming to sell 20 million electric vehicles per year. So let's use that to create a valuation model for Tesla in 2030. Again, this is a sample kind of valuation scenario. Obviously, it could be different based upon your own assumptions. So 20 million vehicles delivered in 2030. We're looking at an ASP or average sales price, let's say 40,000. Again, you could use your own numbers. It could be actually quite higher if, you know, you factor in inflation. You also factor in, you know, FSD increases in value. So you could actually probably make a case that ASP is much higher than $40,000. But let's just say 40,000 for this exercise. Operating margin comes in, let's say hypothetically, at 35%, assuming that FSD improves, Tesla continues their lead in this autonomous driving market. Operating profit would be $280 billion just based off of these assumptions. And let's say we give an operating profit multiple of 30. Now, again, this is kind of low. If Tesla's really growing at the super fast rate, the market could give a much higher operating profit multiple off of this, maybe 40 or even 50, who knows. But let's say off of 30, you're looking at a valuation of about $8.4 trillion just off of these numbers here. So there are a lot of assumptions and risks, again, with this sample scenario here. For example, again, valuation models are very sensitive to the inputs and assumptions that you put in. If you change the operating margin that Tesla has, let's say by 5%, you're changing the valuation, the market cap of the company, about $1.2 trillion, right, in this scenario. So there's a lot of sensitivity here. Further, the multiples that investors give can fluctuate extremely based upon the growth of the company, also on market sentiment. So if Tesla hits a snag and stops growing at, you know, a fast rate and underperforms, the market and investors can turn, you know, like a dime and really punish, right, the multiple that Tesla is getting for the valuation. And further, lots of things can change between now and 2030. So wrapping up, if you think that Tesla is no different than other automakers, meaning, you know, they're the same tech, they're the same auto company, same margins, same no growth type of auto company, then yeah, you'll probably always think that Tesla is going to be overvalued, right, now and going forward. But if you think Tesla is actually revolutionizing transport with cutting edge products and technology, they're growing their revenue rapidly, not just for this year or next couple years, but actually for the next decade. And they have high operating margins, right? Basically going into tech company territory, then there's going to be a model, right, to show that Tesla's market cap can grow substantially from here, right, going forward 5 to 10 years in the future. So again, make your own assumptions and create your own model. All right, hope this has been helpful. If it has, go ahead, like and subscribe. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast as well. Just search for Dave Lee on investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also on Twitter at HeyDave7. Finally, I'm at the Grand Canyon hanging out with my family, doing some RV camping, and I'll leave you with a few clips.
I need to be somewhere else to set me free. I don't know what to do now. Need to figure it out, but I don't know how. I hope the wind will carry me and take me away to where I should be. I don't know where I belong, but I keep on searching for my home. There's a figure it out.